Hey, everybody. My name's Clint Beachwood, and this is A Day at the Beach podcast number 60.
Woohoo!
Today is the 23rd of May, 2012. It's rolling up on Memorial Day weekend. Don't know if all those of you around the world should realize that Memorial Day, I'm sure every country has a Memorial Day, doesn't it? Anyway, ours is this coming Monday, and so we honor those who have given their lives in honor of our country as a three-day weekend. That's how we show our respect around here, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I'm serious, and I do appreciate Memorial Day, and I certainly appreciate those who have given so much, given the ultimate sacrifice in honor of our country, so... Don't get me wrong, okay? But it is the unofficial start of summer, which is always nice. And summer and surf music just go together, don't they? So let's get into some brand new Pyronauts here. The song is called Astro Man. It comes off their new CD, Play for Surf. And let's just have another, just an hour of fun-filled surf music entertainment. What do you say? A Day at the Beach number 60 is about to begin. Well, there's a cool song, huh? You can certainly sing along with that one. And I'm not joking either. I was singing along with the guitar as I was playing. That's Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet from their CD Sport Fishing. That's called A Three-Piece Suit. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. What a cool band, huh? Alrighty. Is there music in the background? Can I hear that? Henry Mancini. Alrighty, let's see. Three-Piece Suit. Before that, Voodoo Court with a song called Surfing in Chad. Comes from their Nuclear Vacation, The Party's Over CD. The Monterey's brand new band / CD out of Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm sure it's North Carolina. I'm almost positive it's Wilmington without looking it up. A little five-song CD they just recently put out. Very, very nice. Boy, all five songs, again, just like Bang Mustang that I played a while back out of Germany. All five songs are just very cool. High-powered, for the most part. There's one kind of mellow song in there, but cool song. And one cover of Malaguena that is just gorgeous. Anyway, the Monterey's with Machete was the name of that song. Self-titled CD. Merrill Fankhauser sent me a best of double CD that he has just released. 32 tracks, 31 vocals. You heard the one instrumental song on the entire two CD set. I was really kind of disappointed, to tell you the truth. And that one intro is so cool. It's called Surfin' Pismo. And again, it's off of almost entire vocal best of CD by Merle Fankhauser. And let's see, the Pyronauts started the show off with Astro Man from their Play for Surf CD. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's A Day at the Beach number 60. We're just rolling right along here, aren't we? From Germany, we have Martin Schmidt disguising himself as a guy named Mr. Smith, and the CD is called The Incredible Strange Sounds of Mr. Smith. The song is Tornado. Mm-hmm. Here's another cut from Les Chiffres, the CD I've been playing a little bit of the past several podcasts. That song was called Leaker, L-E-E-K-E-R. I need to jot that down here for the old playlist. From France, we have Les Chiffres. From Canada, we have the Blue Demons before that with Tube Top from their Demonstration, is it? Or is it just Demonstration? I'm going to go with Demonstration since they are the Blue Demons. The Farfisas from Long Island, New York. We heard 66 GTO off of their Surf Far, Surf Good CD. The Aqualads back in North Carolina with a song called Dos Whammies from a CD called Hotbox. And from Germany, Martin Schmidt did Tornado from the incredible strange sounds of Mr. Smith. Alrighty, this coming weekend is Memorial Day weekend, like I say, and for the past 10 years up at Susie's Bar and Grill, Adrian Anthony has been hosting a South Bay Surf Stomp, which features several bands from generally Southern California, sometimes Northern California. Anyway, the next three songs are songs that are bands that are going to be playing there. Chum, Glasgow Tiki Shakers, and Surf Report. Yeah, Surf Report is getting back together for a little reunion. And Surf Report was one of the first surf bands that I've ever seen live, and was one of the reasons it really got me into surf music. So, and then Rick is doing the podcast. So Rick has been along the ride, along with me for the whole ride ever since the mid-90s, I think it was. So anyway, from their Downtown Beach CD, this is Hyperion Reef. This is Chum.
How about rock and roll?
We'll be right back.
That was Surf Report. I'm having too much fun here. I just love that song by Surf Report. Probably my favorite of all-time surf songs. All-time Surf Report song. Favorite songs. See, I can't even talk. I'm just so excited about hearing it again. It's called Sucker Punch, and it comes from the CD Supersonic Salvation, their last CD. Surf Report was around for 10 years, what, 90 to 2000 or something, 95 to something like that. Anyway, around 10 years, the band was together playing in San Diego. I don't know how many times I saw them, just tons of times. And probably most of them at this tiny little dive bar in Pacific Beach called the Tiki House. And anyway, it was good, fun times seeing Surf Report. I'm looking forward to seeing them again. Up at the South Bay Surf Stomp, number 10, up in Hermosa Beach at Susie's Bar and Grill. I don't make it to L.A. too often. The drive from San Diego to L.A. is just killing me. It's about if there's no traffic, it's a two-hour drive. And there's rarely do you not hit traffic anymore. For those of you not familiar with Southern California, there is basically one freeway that goes from San Diego to L.A., and anybody driving from either Tijuana and San Diego to L.A. takes I-5 north, and it's just terrible, let me tell you, sometimes. Sometimes it's good. Traffic moves right along, 70, 80 miles an hour. Other times you're going stop and go, averaging 20, 30 miles an hour for 2-3 hours. It's miserable, let me tell you. Anyway, once again, I digress. Why do I do this? I keep telling myself I'm not going to talk so much. Surf Report, before that, the Glasgow Tiki Shakers, who's also going to be there on Sunday, doing a song called, what was it? Jeez, I should have this in front of me. Decatoro Run, from the compilation put out by Deep Eddy Records called Radical Waves, one of about 24, 25 songs, that one performed by the Glasgow Tiki Shakers. Bill McGlynn on lead guitar, and he makes his guitar playing just look as effortless as it could possibly look. He's a magician with the guitar. What can I say? Mr. Bill McGlynn. I feel like I'm doing an ad for him here, but I'm not. I'm not getting paid for this, I guarantee you. And Chum before that, with Rick Wilkinson on guitar. Several versions of Chum in there. But the band continues on, this time with Rick Wilkinson on lead guitar, Adrian Anthony on drums, and Willie B on bass, Chum doing Hyperion Reef off their Downtown Beach CD. Whew, okay. Up next, a band called the Instrumentacles. Larry Levy, I believe it is. Used to be with the Swivomatics. Over there in the Baltimore, Maryland area, has this band. And I'm going to play a song called Picked Up by the Fuzz. It's off the CD The Brunette from Minsk. Brand new this year, put out by the band Instrumentacles. We'll be right back. Another cut off the new Retroliner CD called Lucifer's Lounge that was Hat Check Girl. The whole CD is pretty heavy on the Hammond organ, so be aware of that. If you like the organ, you're going to love that CD. Alrighty, the Retroliners with Hat Check Girl, and before that, the Dead Rocks with a song from their Tiki Town CD. Tiki Twist CD. The Dead Rocks out of Brazil, we heard Kalamanawa. Again, Tiki Twist is the CD. My name is Clint. It's been a Day at the Beach podcast number 60. Thanks so much for listening to the whole thing. I applaud you for getting through the whole thing. Thank goodness for the music, huh? Going to wrap things up with three songs here. The Satan's Pilgrims. Going to do K Honda. And it comes from their At Home with Satan's Pilgrims. Lycan the Cosmonauts, going back to a very early CD, Zero Gravity, going to do Salt Mine Twist. And wrapping things up with Susan and the Surf Tones with Lonely Crimson Sea from her Wraparound CD. Again, if you're up at Hermosa Beach this Sunday, stop in and say hi to me. I'm the tall guy with no hair, and I'll make it up again to L.A. For the Surf Guitar 101 Convention in August, so... sounds like good times this summer, hey? Satan's Pilgrims, I'm out of here. We'll see you next time around. It's been podcast number 60 for A Day at the Beach.